Brandon's show with his wife.
A girlfriend is a wife, dude.
Oh, that's true. Is the show going?
Yeah, we already started.
She's one of the stream of consciousness writer. Like,
I wanted to get
Tumblr girls.
Yo, you wanted to get secretly.
No, no, I wanted to get a second of silence, but you guys wouldn't listen to me, so I just started recording it while you were talking shit on Brandon's show.
I wasn't talking. Oh yeah,
he said he's doing the show.
I don't know why I'm lying about that. Yeah,
yeah,
we're talking blatant shit.
The one guy lower on the totem pole, the end of the material human centipede, Brandon Wardell, the guy that writes behind Adam. Did we joke on the show
I
yet?
I am lowest on the bill for that show.
Did we talk
you deserve it.
Yet about...
about what?
About how much that Japanese guy at the back of the human centipede would have loved that shit. And they like pretend like he doesn't like it in the movie.
I never saw human centipede.
Oh, yeah. It's two hot girls and then a Japanese guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who's in the middle, I think.
Does he ever get the
front? Or maybe, you know what? Maybe he's in the front.
With his mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know.
I'd love to be in the front.
You know he would, like, the German scientist would be telling him his plans, and he would be like, thank you. Thank you for this gift to me.
Delicious.
This is the only thing I have ever dreamed of, is to be sewed together.
The front of the human centipede's not bad.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat anyone's
ass. Me and Cubis were talking about it one time. It's like, what's the worst? What's the ranking best to worst? And then, like, there's all these people we were talking to that were like, you know, oh, well, you know, the front's obviously the most ideal, and then probably the back, and then the middle. And it's like, no, do you get it's first the front, then the middle, then the
100%.
I'm at least getting
at
the
least
shit.
You're getting your ass eaten. Yeah, and shitting in someone's
you
mouth.
You want to shit in someone's mouth. Yeah,
at the very least.
Yeah, right.
That's a consolation prize.
I would say that the front is almost good.
The front's great.
Yeah. That's a good thing to happen
to you.
It's
funny.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one not suffering. Your whole life is just like shit. Like, imagine if I was in the front and Adam was behind me. You know how happy I'd be?
Why?
Every day you're just eating my shit. It's funny.
I wouldn't last that long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably die.
How did they die in that movie?
From
eating
sepsis.
Shit. Oh, from the shit
people accuse me of having.
You don't have it anymore?
Who accuses you of
that? I don't know. That's like a meme.
People on the boards?
Yeah. I have.
Nick's got sepsis?
Yeah, people on GameFAQs keep saying that I have sepsis.
Dude, I had a rough week this week.
You ever use GameFAQs?
I never did. I don't know how any board works at all.
Yeah.
I got to the internet much too late. We got it when
I just used it for porn, dude.
I still don't understand how it works. Like, I tried to go on Reddit once. I don't get it.
Oh,
I don't understand how it works.
Reddit's kind of its own thing. That's different.
Aren't all boards that way though? It's like
they're moderators.
Shit,
yeah.
And there's like sub
and
shit.
People vote for your like if it's a good comment
isn't that what
or a
every
bad
board
comment.
Is?
No, they don't have the voting stuff.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. Is that Reddit? Is the upvote downvote?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I've tried to like get on other like boards where I'm like researching something, and I'm too stupid to understand the board, so it's like I'm not going to figure out how to.
Boards are kind of an old thing, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like email. It's like not knowing how email works.
I get email, but not boards, man. I don't know what to tell you. I'm dumb. I'm an old man. Because I didn't get internet in my house. I had dial up when I was like, I don't know, in freshman year of high school. Ninth grade.
Yeah.
And we didn't get high speed internet until I was like in 10th grade.
Yeah, you
or
could use
grade.
Forums with dial up.
Yeah, you don't need like
AOL,
download
speeds. I had AOL at home or whatever the fuck. The only thing I used it for was AIM.
I got my mom. My mom still had dial up until like 4 years ago.
No way.
Yeah, she just refused.
Who even
to
provides
switch.
Dial up?
She would get into like fights with Verizon because they would like be like, "We're gonna cut off your service."
Hell yeah, dude!
What was after dial up? DSL, right?
Yeah, DSL. Oh, yeah.
Dick sucking lips.
Yeah, that's what it stands for. Man, I'm getting sluggish after this smoothie. I ate a giant steak yesterday.
I saw that. I was jealous.
I know. I made it myself.
How'd you do it?
I seared it. I used salt and pepper.
You got a cast iron?
Yeah. Well, Amber does. I used hers. Nice.
I would use some butter and a little bit of, what's that, thyme. Yeah.
Yes, time is good.
Put a little bit
of time in the
pan.
If your dick is really big, what you do is you put the fucking, you put the pan at 500 degrees in the fucking
oven. Well, after you
sear it. To get
it
screaming hot. No. To get it hot as shit. And then you put the fucking heat high, throw the fucking pan that's already been in the oven.
Yeah.
Put that fucker on there for like 90 seconds each side.
The pan gets pretty fucking hot, and you just need to sear it for like about 2 minutes each side. Cooking a steak's pretty
easy. Depends on what cut of steak it is.
You gotta go ribeye.
If you're going straight.
Yeah, ribeye.
Ribeye, the fatty shit.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get that marbleization popping.
Let's get a fucking ribeye. We gotta get boysters, and we gotta get a fucking ribeye.
We still need to go to Peter Luger's Steakhouse.
Fuck yeah, dude. I went with Ben. Let's go. Let's run it back. I'm down to try a different.
I remember I was trying to come and you were like, no, actually it's just me and Ben going.
Yeah, sometimes
because they had a reservation, Nick.
People can have plans that don't involve you, Nick.
Not going to eat. I know
he's
Ben.
Such a baby about this
stuff.
Me
and Ben. Ben's like one of my best friends. We live in different cities. I see him fucking six times a year.
Also, they made a reservation for two.
It was said. He was like, I'm coming. We're getting steaks.
He had no point to say that they made a reservation for
there
two.
Was a reservation.
He said he had a 6 p.m. reservation at Peter Luger's with Ben.
Oh, did you go? Is that how you know?
Yeah, Adam was there. I invited my friends I like. It was me, Adam, Ben.
And then we could only add one
Brandon,
more person to the reservation.
Brandon Wardell Skyped in. Yeah.
Darcy was there. That girl Darcy hates. Eve Pizer was there.
Brandon
it was really cool.
Eve was telling everyone she's Jewish. The whole restaurant loved it. They're like, hey, you gotta get a load of this girl, she's hilarious. She's telling us she's Jewish. Have you ever heard such a funny joke in your life?
Yeah, so otherwise though, you know, I'd be happy to have involved you. But you get it, it was a close personal thing.
Yeah, Brandon ordered fidget spinners.
He ordered fucking chicken nuggets at a steakhouse. But we should go get steaks for real and boysters.
To celebrate, there's a lot of reason to celebrate today. Yeah. It's Donald Trump's birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
It's Flag Day.
It's Flag Day. Adam's got a couple of rainbow flags set up around his house. That's his flag.
A couple. I got it's like the United Nations over at my house.
Yeah.
Just 100 different rainbow flags.
Yeah. It's different. You've got the rainbow version of every country's
every
flag.
Every country, exactly.
Every time you suck off a guy from a different country, he gives you one of those.
Well, I got actually just 50 of the Israel rainbow flags.
We've had a couple of good shootings today. One at UPS, and I've feuded with UPS numerous times. Anytime anything bad happens in one of their transit centers, amen. God bless. That was pretty cool. Bernie Bros shot up a bunch of
congressmen playing softball,
which is like, you know, it's like good, right?
Yeah. If you're gonna, I'm just like, if you're gonna be some fucking old asshole playing baseball. Fuck baseball.
Well, how many
you deserve to get shot?
How many dudes?
Baseball's gay, dude.
How many?
If you're a fucking senator, fucking fielding balls and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
How
you're
many
80
dudes
years
with
old?
90 guns that they got at gun shows that aren't registered that were stockpiling to take arms against the government had to backtrack today. Like a million, probably.
Yeah, it is strange that it's a Bernie bro. I mean, shouts out, you know.
Aha!
You know, we're getting in the mass shooting game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're getting. You know, it wasn't just being chauvinist. That wasn't enough. It wasn't enough being mean to ladies. Now we're shooting people too, dude. We're getting in the game. So, yeah.
And there was also a big fire in London, which was pretty cool.
Was there?
It was
a Muslim fire.
A Muslim apartment complex that burned down.
Oh
so,
shit!
So yeah, you know what? Chalk one up for the good guys. Take that. That's how I feel.
So for today, you would say it kind of evens out because
it does.
You're a beautiful Republican senator got shot.
I'm so glad.
But a Muslim.
No,
also
I'm on board with the Bernie bro shooting. People.
Okay, you're on every. You're so it's a
every
it's a good
board.
Day.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Game fact.
Every act of violence, you're pro today.
100%.
I'm pro.
I'm also
I'm
pro Donald Trump's birthday.
Yeah,
and Flag Day.
Yeah, I'm anti-baseball. I didn't even know there was a UPS one.
Yeah, the UPS one just happened.
Isn't that kind of like hack, the going postal?
Oh, there's a shooting at the Barclays Center.
No, it's a shitty job. Actually, you know what? It's not. UPS guys are teamsters, and like even the dickheads that stand around.
Yeah, it's not bad.
They make like fucking $18 an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a family friend who was a pilot for UPS, and he was fucking loaded.
A pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what, postal workers?
I would love to be a mailman, honestly.
They're not teamsters.
That shit would be tight. You get little shorts. You have to walk around all fucking day, little cardio.
You got to do a shit ton of squats though, because you, if
the shorts are cool.
If you imagine Adam's legs going around. And
what's wrong with my legs?
Yeah, Adam has horrible little bitch ass legs. Of course.
At least I have hair on my legs.
I have hair. First of all,
stop.
You
legs
barely
so
have
fat,
hair on
bald.
Your legs. That's not why. That's
yeah,
a medical
hair's
condition.
Inside the fat.
The,
hair's,
the fat wrapped
it
around
got,
hair.
It got sucked in like the end of a piece of spaghetti into a mouth.
Yeah. It's like when there's still little pieces of feathers on chicken fat. You know what I mean?
That's the worst.
I have beautiful fucking gams.
You actually do have really powerful legs.
Good musculature.
It's no wonder why you have really powerful legs.
How many fat guys have you seen with skinny legs, bitch?
Never.
Okay. A lot have skinny ass legs. I am a fuck. I'm an athletic specimen, and that's what. And you're. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Mad.
You have nice legs, and so
Thank
do
you.
I, and so does Nick.
You
we
do
all
not.
Have nice
you
legs.
Have horrible legs.
Why? Right. I thought we were the nice leg boys.
No,
Nick
has
thing.
Okay legs, but he works okay on them. You have entitlement. You think
I don't have. I wish my calves were bigger.
Yeah.
It's that's one of the. Most embarrassing things
yeah,
in the world
it's,
to go
it
throughout this life
yeah.
without meaty calves. Yeah,
that's that was Milhouse's thing in that future episode where Lisa is marrying that British guy.
Yeah.
Milhouse gets jacked and he can't get his calves going.
Oh, man.
Your future Milhouse, bitch.
Damn.
And your present Milhouse.
I'm just saving up for the implants.
No.
No, my legs are
Lisa.
Nice, but I just... Yeah. I choose to sit.
You are kind of the Lisa Simpson of the podcast.
Why? Because I'm good
if
at
Lisa
school
was
and saxophone?
Stupid.
Yeah, because you like chime in with some bullshit that,
yeah.
you know.
What do you mean some bullshit?
The worst character on the show.
Lisa's the worst?
I'm the best. I'm Homer.
Dude, you're the AJ Soprano of our podcast.
No, I'm not. I'm the Homer
Tony.
Simpson.
I'm Tony Soprano. Simpson? You're the girl from Gilligan that we talked about last week that they all fuck. Not the hot one, the other one. And Nick
Which
is
one?
Homer. Yeah, that's the podcast. I'm Tony Soprano. Nick is Homer, and you're the brunette
you're Lisa,
from Gilligan's
you're
Island.
You're Lisa from Gilligan's Island.
That's not true at all. I reject that. I reject all of that.
Damn,
Nick, you can't be Homer. Homer's never been rude
Homer's
to
chill.
Anyone ever.
What?
He's not rude.
Is that a serious thing?
It's serious.
You don't think Homer's...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who's he rude to?
Literally what? Everybody.
He's,
Flanders.
He has no
shot. Yeah.
Flanders is the nicest guy in the world, and he's a piece of shit.
No,
to
Flanders
Homer's
is a
never
piece of
been
shit.
Rude. That's like a central part of the character.
No,
even though he doesn't mean to be, he's fucking stupid. And
well,
he has no social graces.
But Nick is on purpose.
I've literally
rude.
Modeled my personality after Homer Simpson.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Someone
no,
who's
haven't.
Rude and doesn't understand why he's being rude. You don't. That doesn't remind you of anyone in this fucking room right now.
Okay, Nick, you're right.
Yeah. And you're Lisa.
Why am I Lisa? She's smart. She's good at school.
You're Lisa if she wasn't smart.
She has Liberty Spike hair.
That's one of my favorite jokes. Though, again, back to Milhouse is when someone calls Milhouse a nerd, and he's like, "I'm not a nerd. Nerds are smart."
Yeah, we're watching Indiana Jones.
I'm the Ralph Wiggum.
It's making me want to revisit the hat store.
Dude, we got to go back. Indiana Jones sucks, by the way.
Yeah, we had a nice day at that hat store.
You know, I've tried to like these movies a million times, and they're just fucking boring.
Yeah. It's just fucking slow, and...
I like well, the
I
one
like
that's
the
racist
racism,
to Asian.
Other
what,
than
who's
that.
The Asian kid in the second one?
Short Round?
Yeah. I like that
Dr.
one.
Dr. Jones! Dr. Jones, he fucked my ass!
Not now, Short Round. I don't have time to listen to your stories about getting fucked in the ass.
That's a movie. Yeah. How old is Harrison Ford? That motherfucker's still flying
he's
planes.
He's like
old.
77 years old.
Isn't he like always in a crashing and shit?
Yeah. He's still fucking. He's
and he,
still
he was fucking
I'm
out
taking my private plane to Southeast Asia so I can go fuck Short Round.
I forget.
Pedophile Indiana Jones.
Yeah. No, I think I did it like tweet like 5 or 6 years ago.
That's when Twitter was fun.
With Indiana Jones looking at Short Round's ass, and he goes, this belongs in a museum.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Short Round.
Yeah, who was also... He was Data in fucking Goonies.
Oh, was he?
I think so. It's the same.
He was.
They only had one
was he
Chinese
the, was he
boy
the guy that was
then.
Also in
he's the 80s
in the
Chinese
Molly
boy.
Ringwald movie?
Long Dong?
Long Dong.
No, yeah, it was Jackie Chan.
That's how Jackie Chan got his start.
How many 16 candles?
I'm a huge Jackie Chan fan. No one can say anything bad about that guy to me.
He's gay and he's a bitch.
Please do not say that to me.
And you're actually a bigger bitch than him.
If Jackie Chan...
Although, you know what? You know what? That fucking cartoon, I love that fucking
cartoon. Yeah, Jackie Chan Adventures?
Jackie Chan Adventures.
So
rules.
Good.
His niece. Yeah,
because he's...
So good.
Jackie Chan reproduces asexually.
That's right.
That's why he doesn't look like he's aged. We're actually on Jackie number 7. He just lays an egg, and then a smaller Jackie Chan comes out of it. And eventually, when they reach the same height, 5'2", they replace the old Jackie Chan with the new one.
Whatever. All those Jackies do their own stunts, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, wasn't he also in porn? Him and Stallone did porn before they got famous, right?
Stallone did softcore.
That's 100% true.
Jackie Chan did do porn. Where'd you get that from?
I think he did.
No, Vin Diesel did, didn't he?
Huh?
Locky Balboa.
Locky, there we go. Yeah, Barboa, dude. Come on. Dude, come on. Dot all your I's and cross all your T's,
dude. That was weak.
Pull all your I's back and cross all your lawns.
And get all your green T's. Your oolong T's.
Did what's his name? Vin Diesel do gay porn or something? Didn't someone
what?
Say?
Yeah. Well, it was a hobby, like privately, aside from all the Fast and the Furious movies.
He did gay porn the way you do gay porn.
Yeah.
I know that Stallone was like living. He was homeless
all the time.
He was homeless
for sexual gratification.
Living at the Port Authority bus station.
Yeah, I've seen that viral video. He had to sell his dog or whatever,
and he saw an ad for a softcore porn.
Yeah.
And who's buying dogs from homeless people?
I know. Exactly. Who the fuck bought it? That story is that dog died, and he didn't want to say he had his dog killed.
Man, I watched The Founder the other night.
What's that about?
It's about Ray Kroc.
Oh, Ray, yeah, Kumpf. That was on the plane. I didn't watch it,
though. The Founder of Crocs?
Yeah, he founded, yeah.
The McDonald's.
It was made by Mario Batali.
Well, it was funny. There is a scene in the movie where he's like, why he went with McDonald's. He's like, that's such a great name. Who's going to buy something called Croc?
That's a fun little dig at that dumbass shoe company.
Was it good?
It was all right, I guess.
Didn't he, like, fuck someone over? Isn't that the
story?
Yeah,
he fucked everyone over.
Nice.
He didn't invent anything.
Nice.
But it's like, we were arguing about it the other night. It's like, that's like, not even a unique story in American business.
Yeah, that's every successful business.
Pretty much.
That,
yeah. Yeah, dude. Microsoft was entirely, like, just Bill Gates.
The Winklevoss, right? The Winklevoss.
Yeah. The Winklevosses invented Microsoft.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates stole the idea from him.
Yeah, well, when you have such a fucking charismatic fucking frontman as Bill Gates, imagine being such a nerd,
dude,
that
the
Bill
picture-
Gates out-charismed you.
The picture of Bill Gates...
He didn't out-charisma. What he did is he bought the operating system that was DOS, rebranded it, and then fucking licensed it to IBM rather than just giving it to them to use on all their machines. And then when other companies started making IBM clones, like, he was able to... You know,
license,
which I think was already
too.
Happening prior to DOS being big, but
yeah,
he was able to license it to all those different companies.
What does DOS stand for?
Money. Dick sucking lips.
Nice.
Dicks on suck manned. Like command.
That's chill. I watched the fucking Logan movie on the plane.
Logan, yes,
and
my
the
bitch.
Oasis documentary. And the Oasis documentary was hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah, they're like such bad boys. They're like doing like hard drugs and stuff, and their music just sounds so gay. It's just like, I love you. They're just like doing crystal meth and like, I fucking hate my brother. Like, yeah, it's so funny. Those guys are hilarious.
We all get sucked off in the meadow.
Yeah. In That's a champagne supernova. Yeah.
I've only heard Closing Time. That's the only Oasis song.
That's Eagle
right
Eye
now.
Cherry.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's not. That's Is it? No, it's not Eagle Eye Cherry. Who is that?
Buck Cherry?
Well, it's not Buck Cherry.
Yeah, it's Buck Cherry.
That's going to be my father-daughter dance at my daughter's
You're
wedding.
You're a crazy bitch?
Crazy bitch.
That'd be so funny. Is Closing Time?
OAR? Fastball? No, that's The Road.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Come on, dude.
Closing Time. No, it's a one-hit wonder.
Tom Petty and the Dick Suckers.
Your knowledge of music, you're like, you listen to what like an uncle listens to.
No, I don't. I don't
he
listen
likes,
to that shit.
He likes rap.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to rap.
It
was Yo Gotti.
Who wrote Closing Time? That's crazy that
I
none
don't
of us know.
Damn. Yeah.
Third eye blind?
No.
No.
I don't fucking know. It's some gay ass band.
Yeah. I mean, that song sucks. Yeah. The fuck is like listening to Closing Time? It's a gimmick song to put on.
They literally wrote it like maybe they'll put this on at Closing Time.
Yeah. And we can get those fucking, those ASCAP fees when restaurants play this bullshit.
Fucking Time.
Yeah. I'm really upset right now.
Yeah, there's like, I'm taking a cab in New York City, and it's, you know, please tip your driver. It's my rock song that I came up with.
Every new ending is another motherfucker's cock.
That's good.
You know? I've heard the song maybe, I know who I want to suck me off. You know, have you ever fucked at Closing Time, Adam? Like a Hail Mary, thrown a Hail Mary at Closing Time
from the bar?
From the bar?
No, that's not how I fool girls into having sex with me.
Yeah, I've never fucked off a bar.
Yeah,
Nicholas,
I have once or twice.
Once
in Austin.
Yeah, that's the only place you can really do that.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere like,
I mean,
that.
That's like
Austin,
that's
York.
The only
New
thing
York
that
City. New York, you do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I don't drink here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I kind of stopped drinking too. Drinking really helps you just kind of like fill in the gaps that your personality and fucking nerve fall short at.
Yeah, it is sort of like a stain you can pour over the porous surface of your psyche. Yeah. Just let it fill in all the gaps.
Yeah, dude. You're just putting your arm around fucking bitches, grabbing titties and shit.
Yeah, you're becoming
rapist.
Do you
do that? Consensually.
Yeah.
You rape?
That's not me. That's the beer assaulting.
No, it's a fun time. You're getting your dick grabbed by drunk women, which happens to me all the time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
The only people that have ever,
yeah, I feel like with the big fat guy, people like don't think that you have boundaries.
Right, it's true.
Because
they're
like, oh, look how fat he is. He must be comfortable with his body. I can just touch him and do whatever I want.
I know.
People touch like bald people's heads and shit.
Absolutely.
Imagine doing that to a fat woman. Just kind of like, whoa, oink, 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 oink. Look how brave you are. Just on the bus.
How many purple hearts do you have, ma'am?
Do people expect fat men to be happy?
Is that like a...
everyone wants
like
a
stereotype?
Everyone wants
a jolly fat guy.
No one wants a... It was a struggle, dude.
You know, I was a moody fat guy.
I was a moody fat boy, but society fucking molded me into jolly.
Yeah, but you can be a moody fat boy. You just have to be, like, into insane clown posse
and shit. Couldn't do that.
Yeah, you have to do, like, face makeup if you're a moody fat guy.
Yeah.
You have to
go a lot of hand gestures.
Absolutely.
A lot of doing...
Or be a wigger. Be, like, an angry, fat, white guy wigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those guys all
think
they're hot.
Violent J.
Yeah. Big J.
Violent J. Oakerson?
Wow, how did that take us that long?
That was good.
Violent J. Oakerson.
That was good.
Someone get that Photoshop going. I definitely went into the fucking jaw. Oh, these fucking special effects suck dick. I've never seen this part.
It's good for like the 80s.
I guess, but it ain't the 80s no more, dude. I'm not trying to watch George Mikan play center. You know
what
I'm saying?
Movies
That's
that
what
are
I'm
old?
Talking about, dude. I want fucking computer graphics in all my movies.
Blade Runner
Tree of
looks
Life.
Good.
Let's throw
Actually,
it
you
out.
Know what?
Let's put it in the garbage.
This
let's
part
replace
is
it
good.
All with anime.
What
with
old
Pixar
movies?
Anime.
Actually, these little lightning bolts are kind of tight.
Yeah, it's cool.
I do fuck with this. Oh shit! Let's watch the guy's face melt.
Yeah,
let's
Nazi
do the podcast instead.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
All
right,
yo. What older? This is a good question. What older movies? Like from the '80s, look good still. Like
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner looks
I was about
like
to say.
Awesome. Yeah.
Blade Runner still looks good.
I saw like the original set.
Yeah, Star Wars looks good.
It does.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
does.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. You guys know that movie?
No.
It's the Andrew Dice Clay movie.
No. Dude,
it's like a fucking rockabilly Andrew Dice Clay movie.
Wow,
he's a great actor.
Dude, have we talked about the Showtime show?
Wait, is there special effects in that movie?
No.
You just mention it because
it's Dice.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that many
That's like
movies
the
from
only
the 80s.
Movie you've seen that me and Adam haven't seen.
I haven't seen it
because it's an Andrew Dice
I haven't
Clay
seen it.
Movie.
I've seen like 30% of it.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get a good stream.
Stav, you are a cinephile.
Yeah.
dropping these Criterion collections.
Let's see. What have I seen from the 80s?
Did you call it Criterion?
Criterion.
All right.
Bitch.
That's not what you said the first time.
Dude, I know I do
a
that.
A League of Their Own?
Is that the 80s?
Yeah.
What? There's no special effects in that.
Yeah, they had to Photoshop though. All the... It was all men playing.
Except for Rosie.
They had to Photoshop women's faces.
It was men and Rosie.
Yeah, it was just men and Rosie.
Dude, she's made for softball.
Have you seen Riding the Bus with My Sister?
No.
The Rosie O'Donnell movie where she plays a mentally retarded woman.
Oh, yes.
And it's, like, offensive.
That's awesome.
As, to me, as somebody that is an advocate for that community, I was, like, mortified when I saw it. Yeah, she does this weird voice. She's like, "We're going to the store to buy a new toilet seat."
All retarded people talk like cartoon dogs.
Yeah. It's a dog wearing overalls.
Yeah. We gotta go to the store.
Yeah, it's really bad.
No, and, let's watch
it. And you watch it and you're like, fuck, this must have been like early in her career, and it's from like 2007.
No way.
It's from like way later.
It's post Rosie O'Donnell show. Wow.
It's like much later than you thought it
would be. The Rosie show, bitch. My favorite.
I love that as a comeback concept for her, that she's gonna go tard.
Yeah.
That was my shit. That was my post. That was my after school viewing, was that fucking Rosie O'Donnell show. Dude.
I know. You've sent
the koosh balls.
It's so funny.
Fuck yeah.
You were sad when you found out she was gay.
Yeah, I was sad. I was religious as a little kid. Yeah.
You prayed for her.
Did you want to marry Rosie O'Donnell?
Huh?
I remember being sad when I found out Nathan Lane was gay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. But he's such a nice guy. He's also like the gayest guy
man of all time. I mean, yeah. Half the movies he's in, he's gay as hell.
Right, yeah. No, this is funny. It's like a kid, you don't know what gay is, so there's like guys you just think that are like good at entertaining children.
Yeah.
Like Tim Curry or Mr. Rogers or, you know.
Barney, the dinosaurs gay.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Do you remember that rumor?
The purple Teletubby?
That rumor about Steve from Blue's Clues that he like raped a kid and they had to get rid of him?
No, he just lost his hair.
No, he had a one-man show for a while.
Yeah. And he recorded an album. It's like not true, but I remember everyone was like, "Dude, that guy Steve from Blue's Clues."
But he was on drugs or some shit, right?
No, yeah, that's right. He became a heroin addict.
And he went bald, dude.
Yeah.
There's plenty of old movies that look great.
Poor bald guy.
In fact, as
I feel bad for guys to go bald.
It's increasingly shot on like digital rather than film. Like,
it looks a lot better.
It's gonna look much better because they're gonna start doing like better rescans of old film.
Mm-hmm. The Sting.
The Sting is like one of the best movies.
That fucking movie rules.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I've seen it, and it rules.
Yeah.
Have not seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, though.
Wow.
Well, Sting's good enough, you know? Sting, the movie.
The wrestler.
Not the musician. He's terrible.
He's the worst one.
Of all the Stings.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other Stings?
The Police are a really fucking bad band.
Roxanne, you don't have to suck off my hard dick.
The only good Police song is the
"Suck Off My Heart, Dick."
The Yale Yale song.
Yeah.
No, that's
from the
Desert Rose.
From the Jaguar commercial.
That was big when I went to Greece and like
Desert Rose was.
Oh hell yeah. When I was a little kid and I went to Greece and I was bumping that shit, dude. Riding up winding Greek roads with they got no fucking
We should all move to Greece.
I'm going. You got motherfuckers should come, dude. I'm going for a couple weeks in September.
Multiplicity's
on. I love
here.
That movie.
Multiplicity?
Yeah, never seen it.
Michael Keaton as a retard. He also plays a retard.
No,
in that
he's
movie.
Not retarded. He clones himself.
One of the clones is retarded.
He's retarded. Oh,
that's
right.
And they like set that up in the movie. They're like, "Now be careful. If you clone a clone, it'll be retarded." And then it's like, I wonder if that's going to happen at some point in this movie.
I think he's one of like the all-time coolest guys.
Keaton rules, dude.
Keaton?
Yeah. He was a stand-up.
Yeah, he was from Pittsburgh.
Because he had a holding deal, and whoever the fuck he was with wasn't putting him in any movies, so he started doing stand-up, and he was good at it.
And they let him be Batman.
Yeah, that's
fucking
rules.
He's a comic
rules.
That they let that become guy, Batman. Yeah.
I
love
Keaton.
Him so much.
I'm
yeah.
like the Michael Keaton of the group.
Nah, it's me.
You're the Michael Keaton?
You're like the retarded clone.
You're Val Kilmer. I'm Michael Keaton.
No, I'm Michael Keaton. I'm also Val Kilmer.
I would be... Val Kilmer, I think, is a fucking special talent. I think he's a genius.
What?
I think he's amazing. Yeah.
Are you trolling?
No, I'm serious. I'm
in
completely
what
serious.
Sense is he? What?
I think he's. I think he's incredible
in
everything.
Couple of movies.
He's good.
I think he's great in everything.
The Saint, one of the greatest movies of all time.
I love that movie.
I've never seen that.
I've seen that movie a million times. Like a thief that uses all the different names of the saints as cover identities.
It's a bad movie, but he's tight, dude.
Also, those names are the most common names of all time.
My name is Santa Claus. I don't know where the diamonds are.
Yeah, after you get through Matthew, John, Luke, and the other one.
I think he's a special being touched by God.
I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know, Chief. Some guy, he said his name was Thomas Aquinas. I said he needed to hold the bank's money.
He was in MacGruber.
He was great in MacGruber.
Which is a slept on
MacGruber
one
rules.
Of the funniest movies of the last 10 years.
MacGruber's funny
People don't
shit.
Give it enough credit.
Ryan Phillippe.
All the movies that those guys have done, I think, are fucking awesome.
I agree.
The Lonely
that.
Island guys.
I agree.
Hot Rod was
fucking
great.
Do you guys ever fuck with the website, the Lonely Island website? Before
they got SNL.
Was on SNL. Yeah. I used to fuck with that shit.
Well, they had a pilot that is now online, you can see, that called Awesome Town. I remember in college we'd watch that a bunch.
I remember that. My name is Yorma, motherfucker, the sensitive one.
Yeah.
Break your motherfucking face with the butt of my gun.
Yeah.
Rip off your arms and slap your head. Pull out my dick and fuck your ass with them. Something like that.
I don't know. I like those guys because they're like very much, I feel like, sort of similar to me as like Sandler kids.
They're Jews.
No. People that like grew up on Sandler.
If you were funny.
You don't mean Jews.
They're like if you were funny is what you're saying.
Yeah, if I was funny.
If you had any comedic talent.
Yeah, if I had like good timing and funny jokes and friends that were supportive of my ideas.
You had two friends that you had a successful creative endeavor with.
What fucking ideas are we supposed to be supportive of?
All of my ideas. I've
Name hit. One. Pitch one. All right, let's do this. This will be a pitch
meeting. Name one idea that isn't just you stealing something from somebody.
Stop that. You couldn't even get through it.
Stop that. You stop that right
pitch.
Now.
Go ahead. Pitch.
Pitch what?
Pitch. Pitch an idea.
I don't want to say it on the pod because people are going to take it.
Okay, here's one. We're all fucking centaurs.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Your horse dies. PETA comes for your lower half because you're abusing it with your fucking torso. you go to jail for animal abuse.
I got an idea.
Yeah, and you guys got to break me out.
Yeah. I got an idea, okay?
Okay.
I'm a kid that grew up, like, super poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the poorest kids in the country.
What,
right?
Are you a janitor or something, and you do a fucking math problem? Is
no,
this what you're going to do?
No,
you're going to take the plot of something else?
Yeah. Stop.
And his toys come to life when he's not around. And he goes to college and his toys have to go find him.
Oh, my God. Can I just pitch my idea?
It's called Toy Story. Has anyone done that? What are some other...
And you've got an old wooden dreidel that's your favorite.
Here's an idea.
A cowboy dreidel.
Befriend Dan Deacon and start a comedy.
You asked me
for an
idea.
Maybe we can do some stuff on Adult Swim really late at night.
Okay, what's your... You're the poorest kid in the world.
I'm one of the poorest kids in the country.
Uh-huh.
And then I get to go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay. Oh, so you're literally...
All the questions make me think of stories from my life.
Okay, Slumdog Millionaire. We got it. You're
what
doing exactly what we
what
said.
I've never heard of
didn't
that.
Didn't we talk about Slumdog Millionaire last time?
I don't know.
I thought that was a movie about Indians dancing.
They dance in it.
That was a very confusing movie for me.
Hear me at the boogie. Do you guys remember Punjabi MC?
I don't know if I've seen Slumdog Millionaire.
I haven't seen it.
Do they blind children in that movie?
No, he's like an untouchable.
What's the Indian movie where they pour boiling water in children's eyes?
Aladdin.
Yeah, it is Aladdin.
I don't know. I don't know.
I that's the movie I saw and I thought it was Slumdog Millionaire.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, dude. It's like these Indian street kids and people will snatch them up and they pour
with the
boiling
tiger?
Water in their fucking eyeballs.
So Life of Pi?
No.
What other Indian movies are there?
Shit. I
don't know. Bollywood?
Yeah, like... I seriously thought that was Slumdog Millionaire.
You did?
It's about a call center. There's a bunch of people that work in a call center and there's Indian kids getting their eyes boiled out.
Nah, that's not it.
Damn.
Maybe
that's my own original idea.
Yeah,
it's much better than
that. Hey, now we're doing
it.
Now we got
something. No, it's not original, dude. That was Brandon's idea, actually.
That's good.
I got one.
Okay. Hit us.
Okay. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. There's a... I play like a New York City cab driver.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sick of all
Are you foreign? Are you foreign? Do you
no,
say,
no.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm like a Italian kind of guy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just sick of
how
all
about
of
it. Here's a it's a biopic about Adam's life. Ernest Borgnine plays Adam. He goes to jail for raping an 8-year-old Korean girl. And while in prison, while being violently sodomized as payback, he befriends a Muslim guy, and then they try and solve Israel-Palestine from prison.
From prison.
From prison. By being gay with each other.
But it turns out the guy was a terrorist all along.
Yeah, and it's the guy from the night of.
Yeah. Riz Ahmed.
The problem is that Ernest Borgnine has a no gay sex clause in his contract.
So you get a double.
Yeah.
You get an Ernest
Borgnine
double.
Okay, we can't get Borgnine. Who do we get to play Adam? Someone gay and
Jewish.
I don't
know. He's probably... he's Five-O Finkelstein. Yeah.
Is he alive still?
Five-ish. Five-ish Finkelstein.
Five-ish Finkel, I think it's
Five-ish Finkel. Yeah, we get five-ish.
He can play Adam.
What was he? Was he in the Munsters?
If someone were to play me, it would probably be the guy, Chris Moltisanti, that guy.
Michael Imperioli.
No.
Nick was saying, actually, when we were watching Sopranos the other day, he was saying something incredibly woke, which is like, look at how big Michael Imperioli's nose is. Why do we have to say that about Jews when there are all types of people with big noses?
No, when I said why, Italians,
thank you, sir,
have the biggest schnozzes.
They do. Yeah.
There are
bigger schnozzes. He was just being old school racist. He was counting Italians as a different race.
What I said literally was Italians are worse than Jews. When it comes to that, there's nothing woke about that statement at all.
Well, thank you for saying I'm not the worst, and I appreciate that.
Also, I don't know, pound for pound, nose for nose, I think Jews still
my nose
Jews.
Isn't
it's
that big.
It's Italians.
There's a lot of little-nosed Italians, though. I don't see a lot of little-nosed
sure.
Jews.
Yes, there are. There are plenty.
I don't think so.
Yes, there are.
Name one.
I know, like, a bunch.
Name one.
Yeah, but you
Sarah
always go by...
Goldberg.
Sarah Goldberg.
Yeah. Rachel... Bergman.
I'm pretty sure that woman who got her face chewed off by that chimpanzee was Jewish.
That's why the nose attracted
she
the
She doesn't
chin.
Even have a nose anymore.
Oh, that's true. All right, yeah. You get her. I'll give you her.
Yeah.
That counts. That's a, that.
Okay.
Man, what a dumb story. What a hilarious dumb story.
I mean, what the fuck kind of dumb bitch are you? You're going to fucking right. bring a chimp into your home? A
no,
dumb wild
wasn't
animal?
It her friend's chimp? She was friends with the woman who owned the chimp.
I thought it was the woman who owned the chimp.
No, it was...
Either way, you're hanging out with a fucking chimp like it's like it's your friend,
well, chimps,
and not a wild animal.
I think in popular culture, chimps are presented as nice. But in real life, they're really mean
and
they're
strong. Mean as shit.
They're super strong. They're
like, now who's unwoke?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't trust them.
Yeah. Very funny.
I'm not saying that as a joke.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
We all know who you're talking about. You get it.
Yeah. I was talking about the animal, but your tone, Adam, is kind of weird, dude.
What do you mean, my tone?
We know what you mean.
All right.
I was talking about literal chimps, and you...
Yeah.
You were winking every time you said
chimp.
Yeah,
you kept winking.
I don't understand
what... And pointing
to
a do-rag on the floor.
Yeah.
Why is
that
there's
do-rag,
no do-rag
I keep
on the floor?
The pointing do-rag. My secret signal. What I call the silent alarm of racism.
The silent alarm.
Fuck, we should just have a bunch. Is that racist if you just carry around little artifacts? Like you get a little gong, a little dreidel, just point to them when you want to say something racist about.
I don't know. Is that racist?
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
That should be. They should rebrand Lucky Charms as like a racist cereal.
Ooh,
and all
be
the
funny.
Marshmallows should be like different.
I love it.
Like, you know, like a fucking a little blackface guy.
A swastika.
Yeah, swastika.
That'd be cool.
For kids.
Yeah. Well, to learn about heritage.
Yeah.
It's
not
fucking
hate.
It's history, baby.
They should also draw a dick on Tony the Tiger. That's another change I would make if I was General Mills.
To draw a dick like as like a graffiti to deface him or
no,
give him a penis?
He should have a realistic penis, a flaccid penis, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip of it is blue.
I'm
like
sure it's
blue.
Sure it's on DeviantArt.
It definitely is.
Of course it is.
I'm sure.
That's the only reason I'm thinking about it.
We've all seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
I've sent it to the chat numerous times.
We've
Our
talked
chat?
About this. The three of us have talked about it.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, it looks
There's
like someone
There's just no joke
read
about it that you can
messages.
Steal.
I so read you, the text messages. And you know what I like the most about the text messages? The respect.
Now the respect from the podcast carries over to the text.
Look,
message.
Adam, where's like, your boyfriend Val Kilmer on the TV?
I'm a yeah, an enormous
the
fan.
The greatest actor of our generation, Val Kilmer.
I'm sorry. You can't convince me otherwise. I think he's one of the greatest actors
just
in the world.
He's fine.
No, I disagree.
And he was hot back in the day. I think he's looking amazing.
He was a beautiful
days.
Man.
Yeah, he's sexy.
Look
back
how
then.
Incredible looking God he is. Damn. That is a movie star right there.
Yeah.
That guy kind of looks like
him
Soder.
Him and Sebastian Bach, the two most beautiful men.
What was the name of that band? Skid Row?
Skid Row. Yeah. What was the...
Bang, shoot him up!
Yeah.
How's he going to fucking have that name, dude?
Skid Row, dude.
Sebastian Bach? He's Canadian, isn't he?
I have no idea.
They had a couple good hits. What was the fucking... There's the one where it's like...
Amadeus Mozart.
No. The one with, like, the kid fucks up.
I don't know.
The narrative
about
is a
hair,
18,
hair rock.
18
in life.
That's their, like, big
life.
One.
That's a good one.
And then
one
they
name.
Had, like, slower, one of those, like, power ballads
or whatever the fuck. I didn't listen to much of that. I was listening to more Joan Baez.
Music sucks. I don't know why they fucking, like, hair metal bands would do that shit.
I love that shit, dude.
Like, fucking,
that music was the worst.
Was it, like, Queensryche?
I never fucked with Queensryche. I like some Motley Crue, though.
Well, it was all because of Priest and...
Early Motley Crue rules.
Yeah. No, Judas Priest is good.
No, Maiden and Priest were good, and then everyone tried to rip it off.
Iron Maiden's whatever.
Maiden rules.
Hair metal is a different category. Yes. You're confusing the new wave of British heavy metal with hair metal.
Yes, well,
hair
I think that's what the
two
sunset labels.
Shit.
No, labels.
That
try
LA shit. Yeah.
You know what movie the captures fuck. That scene really?
Rat.
That scene really well is fucking
pie.
Airheads. Did you ever see that movie?
I loved Airheads when I was a kid.
I would watch.
I know, not on Comedy Central. I had a tape from Blockbuster on VHS, and I would fucking watch that movie every.
It's
single
incredible.
Day.
Buscemi's in it, dude. Yeah. It's really.
I don't
funny.
Remember if it holds up, but I loved it as a child.
And it's really weird that
Adam Sandler.
It was
Steve
before
Buscemi
Sandler was like a star,
and Brendan Fraser.
It was before Sandler was like
and Kramer.
Yes, that's
Kramer
right.
is stuck in a vent.
Yeah. He's
the
in
whole
the vent.
Movie.
Yeah.
The whole
good
movie.
Kramer shit.
Just doing fucking physical comedy, no N-words.
Was he ever, did he, anything other than Seinfeld, did he fucking have a
Yeah, role? He had his own show, the Michael Richards
show. I remember
Richards
that,
show.
That sucked. But I mean, like, was there, because that was a good role for him, because he's just doing Kramer
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was in a couple of other movies.
Yeah, just, oh, yeah, he was in that movie, that Weird Al movie, right?
UHF.
Was
that's
that?
Good. I know I don't fuck with Weird Al's
UFC?
Songs. But that movie was good. Oh,
no. Fuck off, dude. Weird Al's tight.
Whatever, dude.
I used to love that shit, dude.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. The point
you're
is...
You're just mad
because
of that fat song.
I am mad.
Yeah, you probably loved Weird Al, and then that song came out, and you were like 12, and you were like...
What? Come on, man!
Mr. Yankovic.
That's
angrily
that's
angry.
Write a letter.
That's the first letter
CDs?
I wrote. Yeah.
Shoving them all down your mouth.
Didn't Coolio get mad at him about Amish Paradise?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's like, this is a serious song. About like
about
serious
a gangster
issues.
Paradise.
About gangsters.
Filled with a bunch of warning do-rags on the floor.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's a
that's
weird thing.
Funny.
I just said it.
That's so funny.
I was
funny.
Being racist.
That's such a weird thing to think of.
It is a weird thing to think of. Yeah. You should probably remember it and then forgot where you heard
yeah.
it.
You should bring it up in two podcasts.
Yes. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop tarnishing my name.
I can't wait till you say you
the
have this cocoa butter on the floor that you
do. The character assassination.
Live at the
Adam
greatest
Friedland.
Comedy show of all time. On June 20th.
I'm going to wear
at
a fucking...
some shitty Williamsburg bar. Where is it? What's it called?
I don't know, dude. Can you stop it?
No.
Can you stop it?
No, dude. I'm fucking negativity central. Whatever. Who gives a shit? I don't care anymore.
I don't give a shit either.
What the fuck were we just talking about?
I mean, you're supposed to get old and be bitter, right?
Yeah but you're like 23 years old.
We're not that old. Oh, by the way, the whole
squad.
Yeah,
but I'm HIV positive.
Yo, follow me on Instagram.
My
shit's back.
Oh, yeah, Stavi Baby's back.
By the sexy bug.
Stavi Baby, too. Follow your boy. I'm back,
oh, that
I'm back in the
back?
Mix.
Oh.
It ain't a gimmick. It's art. Yeah,
you know what, man? The best thing that ever
I'm
happened
plus
to you
size
was
model.
Having that account shut down.
No. Listen, we can shit on Adam's dumb things that are going on in his life, but this is...
I'm telling you, man.
This is my shit.
At least I'm not
you're
trying to...
You're pigeonholing yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to be a model, dude. You're not going to stop me. I'm going to be a plus-size model. I'm going to be on fucking magazines.
That was like Fat Jews
what if you
thing?
Lose weight?
No. I can lose weight. I'll still
no,
rock
no, you
that
can't
shit.
Do it anymore if you're like healthy. And,
wow, all
and
bodies like, are beautiful, Adam.
Apparently not mine. You guys were shitting
except
on my legs
yours.
Earlier.
All bodies except yours and your
I have a very nice toned
and
body.
And your little ass fucking toothpick legs.
I have nice legs and I just choose to sit gaily with them.
No. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And it's a choice. It's anyway. A neurological choice.
like being gay.
What?
Anyway, you are sitting in a hilarious position right now. Adam is presenting his asshole to me.
I remember like being a kid and knowing that it was like wrong to sit that way.
Yeah.
On your
yeah.
side with your legs folded up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never be caught dead doing that.
What about yeah. this?
That's fine.
Now you look alpha.
That, I feel that's good. Like, that's like a Moroccan businessman kind of lounge. My friend, please come here to look at me, please.
I used to think when I was a
kid...
We have
big pipe to smoke together. What do they do in Morocco? I know they don't drink.
They smoke hookah.
They got spicy foods.
They pack yeah. mad hooks, dude.
They taste spices.
Yeah.
Me and my friend, please sit here to taste spice.
Here, Korean.
Please, you come here to taste spice with me.
Morocco's
fly
cool,
home
apparently.
On the carpet.
They wear little fezes, dude.
Yeah. They wear
well,
fezes.
Well, they do in Fez. The home of the Fez.
That's where Zidane is from. Zidane's Moroccan. Zinedine.
Yeah, but he plays for France. I love how the French soccer team is just really good African dudes
yeah,
from French-speaking African
yeah,
countries.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then people are like, oh, colonialism is bad.
Yeah.
One negative effect.
Yeah.
And
Zinedine Zidane. Patrick
positives.
Vieira.
Yep. Yeah. Zidane's the fucking... Now he's managing. He's fucking...
Yeah, he
not
won
just
the Champions League.
Yeah, dude.
I want to start like a and fake woke a petition to get yeah. Colonial Williamsburg shot down. I bet you could do it. I bet you could fucking get them to shut down Colonial Williamsburg.
Let's try it.
You start enough of a stink.
Or how about this?
Because it's just as bad as like, you know, heritage not hate, right? Yeah. Colonialism's bad.
Let's turn Brooklyn Williamsburg into Colonial Williamsburg.
I already made that
joke.
Oh
my God.
When did you? When?
At the beginning of the show, I did a joke.
Today?
About, no.
When?
On the podcast, at one point, I made a joke.
Run the tape.
About how both of them are sort of Colonial Williamsburg.
It's a
if
pretty
you think
obvious
about it.
Connection yeah. to make.
Oh, now you're shitting on the yeah. joke you tried to steal?
How would I steal a joke?
You fucking parasite.
You've stolen from me. Both of you.
I've never stolen anything from you.
Yes, you both.
Oh, yeah.
We
both,
yes,
both
you have.
Tweeted gay political shit to try and get retweeted on purpose.
By the flower, by the flower
that's
kids.
That's what we've stolen.
Stav stole that joke to me about being so fat that I have to pee a lot. That's
yeah,
my joke.
That's your joke.
Yeah, and Nick stole the joke from me about
Harambe.
About, yeah, it ticks out for Harambe. That meme
great
that
meme.
I started.
Yeah, we started that meme.
Well, we're bringing it back, actually.
We literally should. That would be hilarious.
Yo, what's up? Dicks out for Harambe.
Is it long enough for it to be ironically funny?
No, it's not long enough, which makes it funnier, right?
No, Harambe will never cycle back in because it was like instantly... it like passed through the not funny anymore
right,
phase
right, right.
to it's already going to be ironically funny in perpetuity.
Right, right,
and
right.
And so like it never was funny and it never will
right,
be funny.
Right, 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 right.
It was funny.
But
no,
it will
it
be funny.
Yeah, you
no.
loved it the day it started.
Because
you
it's not
it.
Funny.
Because it's not funny. It went like immediately to...
But what I'm saying is it'll be funny in terms of making Brandon mad.
Oh, yeah, to make fun of Brandon is
and you're
funny.
Confusing me writing a good stand-up bit about a thing that happened.
Yeah, right, you have the right, thing right. in your act about it.
No, but it's
I
a different...
wrote a joke. I mean, I can write a joke about something
it's
that happens.
It's not a meme.
It's not... Me thinking it's just funny that a gorilla is named Harambe.
No, but you thought that the social, the reaction to it was funny. That's what everyone was responding
no,
to.
No, I wrote a
no,
joke
about
it
zoo.
Because I'm a comedian and that's my job.
Well, okay.
So
I wonder
a
how much you made from that joke.
$150,000.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah. Do you even have a fucking account at the comedian store? That's where me and Nick go. We get paid out for our bits
yeah,
when we write them.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah,
let's
you even
do, let's start listing off clubs that we've worked that we like. We'll all do it. All three of us. We're gonna list.
You want to start in
off,
New York?
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
All right.
Caroline's good club.
New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, that one's
yeah.
good.
Adam,
you've never performed there, Adam.
Adam, your turn.
I enjoyed performing at the Comedy Cellar, actually. In the
Oh, really?
Village.
I was at the Village, Village Underground. Which one were you at?
I was at the main room, the Comedy Cellar. The cellar part, actually.
If anyone who listens to the show knows the people of the Comedy Cellar, feel free to tell them that Adam Friedland is going around telling people he's a past cellar comedian.
That's fun.
He's doing it maliciously to sully the name.
Can I tell you about my night last night?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, okay, go ahead. I went out.
Got a slice of pizza.
Oh, good.
We all know you where this one's going.
I bought a slice of pizza.
You came out of the Subway. Uh-huh.
But I only ate half the pizza.
Were your daughters annoying you?
They were cunts.
Yeah.
My daughters were being cunts.
What about your ex-wife?
I found this.
My ex-wife's black.
I found this like YouTube video. It was either YouTube or like Vine or Twitter or something.
Oh, the German?
Yeah, there's this like German guy that was like, "Yeah, here it is. Where Louis gets the pizza on Louis." It's like videotaping the West Village and screaming.
That's awesome. That place
Where's
has good that? Pizza.
Minetta. What's the place called?
On I don't the know, corner? But it's right on the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right on the corner. It's like Ben's or some Ben's. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
They got a good
it
grandma is, slice.
Yeah. It is good.
They have a fucking a sign that says, it says like artichoke special.
Yes. It's
spelled special, S-P-I-C-I-A-L.
Yes.
But there is an artichoke by there. Artichoke
yeah,
pizza.
There is.
Yeah.
Fuck artichoke pizza.
Artichoke pizza sucks, dude.
It's
That's
okay.
not New York
it's
style
creamy.
Pizza.
It isn't, no.
And the bread is all fucking
it's
thick.
It's thick.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I like a thin crust.
Nice thin crust.
Nice little thin crust. Nice
I like a I like crustini. A Chicago style fork and knife kind of pizza. What if we open one of those
a real
here
pie.
In New York? A real oh, yeah. pie.
You know, I will say Pizza Hut has some doughy ass delicious crust.
I agree. I haven't had a
you ever go to a pizza
minute.
Pizzeria Uno?
Yeah, I remember that
one.
Place.
They have one on like 73rd or
There's
some
one in Astoria
shit.
Actually,
Uptown?
Very close to me.
Yeah. I've only been to a couple of them, but I like them.
Do you remember? You know,
I'm a fan of Pizzeria.
Do you remember Round Table?
Huh?
Round Table Pizza.
No.
It was like a King Arthur style pizza. Isn't that what Herman Cain owned?
No, Godfather.
Godfather. That's right.
Round Table. What does King Arthur style mean?
It was just it had a kind of a knight aesthetic. It was a pizza place, but
yeah.
Yeah, Little dude. Caesars?
Fuck
yeah.
his name.
Yeah,
pizza
let's
places.
Just name pizza restaurants
yeah,
until
so
we run out of time.
But $5 hot and ready, pretty good deal. When I was working at the damn paint store, I would scarf down a couple
we
of
should,
those.
You
a
know
week.
What? Instead of getting what? Steaks, we should go to Pizza Hut, boys.
No, dude, I'm a paleo warrior.
I
want
to go
forget.
To a Pizza Hut restaurant.
I haven't had a good. You know what? I order so much good New York pizza that I haven't had a shitty pizza in a long time. Mm-hmm. I went to the Papa John's in Chinatown one time and got a large pizza there.
Yeah.
The menu's all in Chinese.
Hell yeah, it's just sea urchin pizza.
Yeah, it was great.
I was at New York Comedy Club, again, a comedy club that I perform at.
Where is that?
Where is it?
I don't know. I'm more into the avant-garde.
Yeah.
Avant-garde performance spaces.
Getting
I call
booked,
them spaces.
Getting booked is hack, right?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
how you feel?
I think.
I love
know.
To be on comedy shows where the people that I consider contemporaries have never actually done stand up before.
I like to be the
and
only.
They're not even considered funny people.
I like to be the only non feminist tweet reader on a show. I like that. That's my vibe, guys. That's my wheelhouse.
But yeah, Alexis Guerrero's, you know how he fucking always talks about how he loves pizza and shit.
Yeah.
He claimed he had
Dude,
never
he talks about how he loves every type of food.
I know, but he claimed he had never seen a Papa John's pizza in his life.
Never seen one.
And
seen
then
the
we were just like
the
shut the fuck up that you've seen it. Like that doesn't mean you've eaten it. Anyway, yeah. Robbie Slowick just bought two
I overheard
Papa
Alexis.
John's pizza.
One of my favorite things about Alexis is like I've never once interacted with that guy where food doesn't come up.
Of
ever.
Course, no.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Absolutely.
You know,
well,
not
he was like a pizza guy.
I love it, though. I mean, I'm a gourmand myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no, it's
take,
fine.
Like,
I like
on pizza
yeah.
tours.
But he fucking... there was one time I was standing outside of a club and I heard him talking to somebody else and he was saying something like, oh yeah, and there's this other place. Well, it's a secret bakery. It's not open to the public yet.
A secret bakery.
Yeah.
That's the highest level of fat guy shit. Knowing secrets, just fucking obese people
yeah.
licking fucking frosting off each other's fingers.
Fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, so Robbie ordered a Papa John's pizza, and I had a slice for old time's sake. That was my family's pizza of choice growing up, was Papa John's, then later Filippo's.
I didn't discover Papa John's chain until I was an adult.
Really?
My stepsisters loved Domino's. So they would order from Domino's.
Domino's sucked when we were
Domino's
kids,
Domino's is the absolute worst.
It's the worst.
Still sucks.
It's a little better
it's
now.
It's not good, but they would only order Domino's, and then I became an adult, and I started ordering Papa John's.
The app is cool.
And it's the best pizza in the world.
It's
Papa John's? Pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Shitty pizza.
Pizza
Hut is the best.
That's
pizza.
A different. I think yeah, I put that in a different
really get,
division.
I, Pizza Hut isn't like a
growing
a
up.
Delivery.
Pizza Hut was delivery.
No, maybe in Vegas.
In
not,
Vegas, it
not
was.
In Maryland.
I think.
Wasn't.
I think some places delivered, but it was a rarity to actually see Pizza Hut.
When my
Hut.
Family ordered pizza,
absolutely,
we would get Pizza Hut.
Well, 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 we mm-hmm. get it.
Mm-hmm. It's also
you
Pizza Hut doesn't. I'm pretty sure Pizza
loaded.
Hut doesn't work like.
You're fucking loaded, dude.
Gaddy's Pizza, Papa John's, Domino's, fucking.
Never heard of Gaddy's.
They all operate on the same, like it's, you go in the kitchen, it looks identical.
Right,
they have
right,
the same
right.
make line.
Industrial.
Yeah, and it's like a process to like, once you order the pizza, it'll be like in the oven in like 4.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They have like people from corporate that come by.
Right, right,
I was actually
right.
working at Domino's when I started doing stand-up, and I like one of the first bits I did was about like the corporate inspection process. Mm-hmm. Like they send a fucking woman from Domino's corporate that like literally counts the pepperonis on the pizza.
How many
you're
pepperonis
on a large? I don't know. It's, on an extra large, I think it's like 25 pepperonis or some
shit. Very nice. That's quality control.
It's bullshit, is what it is. Who's fucking counting? My favorite moment in all of my time working in pizza was this Indian family that used to call into the Domino's, and they would order a vegetarian pizza. And they'd be like, and it is very important that the cutter does not use on a meat pizza also. And so it has to be a different cutter to cut the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
And then just immediately just cut right through
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit.
Rub pepperoni on that shit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Because it's not an allergy thing. It's just stupid fucking religion.
Right, right, right.
I think it's a smart religion. Personally. I think all religions are beautiful.
Don't touch my PlayStation controllers.
Why?
Get your fucking hands off of them.
I'm not touching anything.
Which religion?
Adam's
going to
come
about?
Back as a toilet in India. That's what he's going to be reincarnated as.
Yeah, well.
A big shit-eating toilet.
I want to be reincarnated as me, but with a bigger dick.
That's one of my ideas.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a badass. That's a cool caste system.
Exactly the same as me.
Yeah, yeah.
But big-ass dick, dude. You'll know you're reaching nirvana when your dick is just like 14 inches long.
Yeah.
And just
well,
like,
Bodhi Dharma's legs fell off because he like sat and meditated for so
holy
long. But
shit.
I think it's because his dick was so big.
So big, dude.
The guy's dick hard and cut off the circulation.
Whose legs fell off?
Bodhi Dharma.
Who's that?
The first Zen monk.
Oh. Dharma from Dharma and Greg's
yeah,
dad.
Yeah.
That, actually, I've done that joke.
No, you haven't.
I did episode 11.
Yeah,
actually,
episode 11.
Yeah, if you want to run the tape.
Yeah, I'd love to run the tape.
All right, but if you don't, if we run it back and you didn't do it, we get to break your glasses.
Why do you get to break my glasses? Just
can somebody check if any of the good
no
cowboys
one's
out
checking.
There?
No one is
check
checking.
Check and see if. In fact,
no
I almost
likes
feel like
the show.
You might have stolen a Dharma and Greg joke from one of us. It feels like you did.
When?
I don't know, but it feels that way.
Did you actually even watch Dharma and Greg? Because I did.
I did too.
Yeah, I remember it.
Who was in it?
Dharma and Greg. It was that guy Eric something that played Greg. What's the name?
What was the woman's name?
Nope, his name's Greg.
Not in real life.
What was the woman's name?
The character's name is Greg.
Jenna Elfman.
All right, all right, all right.
Jenna Elfman.
It's a guy named Greg on the show, and a woman named Dharma.
Oh wow, because I just made that joke.
That's what joke? I'm describing the
that.
Show to you.
He asked me what the people's name was, and I said Dharma and Greg. And then you, 20 seconds later...
No, you said it was a guy named Eric.
You said
stop back me up here.
No, that's a cop.
Oh, yeah, stop back me up.
You 100% said Eric.
He's gonna
you
not...
said Eric.
Oh, because you're the captain?
You said
you're
Eric.
The boss? He has to back you up,
first
obviously.
First of all, I'm
obviously
the
he's
skipper.
Gonna back you up.
Nick is a... fuck, what was Nick?
Stav is a fucking union scab. He's not gonna... Yeah, he would not no, stand by my
all,
side.
You're not in the union.
No, we're... I'm in, me
and
you Stav can't be in the union and be the boss.
Yes, you
we're
can. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, we're a union. You're the boss.
You're... wait, what was your name? Pussy
you're
Mouth.
You're our boss.
Pussy Mouth. That was your nickname.
pussy mouth?
Yeah.
I'm big pussy mouth.
I'm candy lips.
I'm big pussy mouth bumping Sarah.
You know what's a great movie?
What?
Joyride.
Yeah.
Oh, with
Steve Zahn, yes. Paul Walker, and I forget who the girl is.
Let's get Paul back under the hood.
Let's
dude.
Get him on the podcast.
He's got a nude heaven. Paul Walker in that.
Ooh, movie. Front nude?
Fully nude.
You see his cock?
You see his dick going into his own mouth.
His dick is the most SoCal dick I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is it nice
he's
and tan?
He's got a visor on it.
Yeah.
He had him
puka
cut
necklace.
His... He got circumcised.
He got puka
him...
shell.
Cut his foreskin into an upside down visor.
One of his ball hairs has like beaded hair.
Yeah. Cool. Paxson. I remember being intimidated by that store when I was a
me
kid.
Me too. No joke. I swear to God, I thought it was too cool for me.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, that's where cool kids go.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm a fucking loser.
I swear to God, that's how I felt. I did not feel ready for fucking PacSun, dude. Yeah. I would just go to Value City and hope there was Billabong there. Like, discount Billabong at Value City.
Yeah. I'll get it from TJ Maxx.
I remember I had a Quicksilver wallet, and that was like as close as I could get.
Yes, dude. Hell
it's
yes.
Like flying too close to the sun.
Oh my God!
It's funny.
Maybe you guys
wouldn't mention
vibes.
Him for anymore. But I saw Cockfield's wallet one time, and he still uses one of those like Velcro team wallets.
That's hilarious!
Yeah,
they just rip open
the like threefold. Doesn't have a man's wallet like that.
Like oh, that's
look at that.
That's a big boy's wallet.
That's a fucking.
What do you think of it?
No, money.
Nice and smooth. I want to get a good wallet.
Carry cash on me.
You don't carry cash?
No. All cryptocurrency, dude.
How you call yourself a man, then?
What, do these men carry cash?
Yeah, that's what being a man is all about.
How much? Give me your wallet.
No.
Let's see your wallet.
No.
Oh, he brought his purse with him.
No, you can't
you
see
go back
wallet.
Pocket?
So, yeah. There's a Diva cup in here. Some tampons. Roxanne Gay's book.
I don't think it's nice to call her that name.
What?
Is that not her name?
Roxanne, put on the red velvet.
fuck. Yeah, dude.
Stav, do you believe in her, are you like, do you identify with her fat stuff?
Dude, I'm, first and foremost, I'm fat.
Yeah.
Then I'm everything else.
American,
that.
Greek number
man.
One.
No, I'm fat, Christian, Greek, American, lover, son. That's it, dude. That's the hierarchy.
What about comic?
Comic last.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know?
Some things are more important.
What's yours?
Consumer, racist, shorts, Homer Simpson, laser tag.
Yeah.
Enthusiast. Laser tag enthusiast.
You know mine?
Yeah.
Number one, Israel. Number two... Number two,
friends of Chapo.
Crypto.
Yeah, friends with the Chapo.
I know
friends.
Will Menaker.
Good friends. Good friends with Chapo. Number three.
By extension. Sort of friends with, yeah.
Number three, went to a DSA meeting one time and paid the membership fee. Number four, crypto gay.
Number five, girl version of Eve Pizer.
That's not nice.
I know.
That's not nice to me.
It's a double whammy. I got everybody with
that's
that
one.
Double
one,
whammy. And nobody can get mad at me because then that tells me something about how you feel about gender.
Absolutely.
That's what you call a gotcha.
Operation, what was it from the last one?
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. You guys don't... Can I just say my number five?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Latinx.
Oh, man, stop. We got to get this Fila tracksuit.
Dude, I've been looking really online good. For Fila tracksuits. I can't find any good ones.
No, look at
I
this
I want
one,
velour
though.
Fila, yeah. That looks
I
good.
Want the one Pauly has.
Yeah, Adam, don't pretend like you're involved in this.
What are you talking about?
You don't own any tracksuit.
It was my idea.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
It was my idea.
Me and Stav literally own numerous tracks.
I owned
we have
owned
a lot of Adidas gear.
Before the podcast, we did a bit.
Yeah, dude.
Didn't we do a fake
tracksuit? I was stealing money from the truck to buy tracksuits.
Didn't we do a fake GoFundMe? Wasn't that one of the big
yes,
we did?
Yes, we did. Yeah. And it wasn't fake. It was real.
Do we have
every
any money
intention
in
of buying the...
No, right, but guys, we'll just enjoy
guys,
your
find,
friend.
Find me and Nick's GoFundMe.
Yeah, just
and
enjoy
donate
your,
to it.
Your friend thing that you guys with
with your tracksuit.
Look, we're not friends. We're both in the union, and we have to support
you. You're not in the union if you're the boss, and you give us zero benefits.
Oh, shit. You trying to strike for fucking dental, dude?
I'm not trying to strike. I appreciate everything that Nick does for us.
What a bitch, dude.
No, you're the union scab.
No,
that's true.
I'm going to replace you with cheap Chinese labor.
Yeah. That would be great.
I'm going to get an Asian guy named cheap Chinese labor. What do you think about that?
That would be so funny.
Yes, very good, very good.
Can we try that one?
Can you fill some time, cheap Chinese labor? Okay. This week, Grant Greenwald, he tweeted... And then he just does whatever you do.
I never talk about Glenn Greenwald on this.
I don't know. Some
I respect him too much.
Is he the guy who started to suck off a kid? Or is that...
What?
Yeah.
No, that's Alan Dershowitz, dude.
I don't know who Glenn Greenwald is.
Well, that's what he's doing in Brazil.
No, nice. He's just legally married to his husband.
Nah, dude. He went to Brazil. He went to Brazil because...
He's a hero, dude.
You go to... The kids hit puberty at 3 down yeah. there.
You know what my friend told me today? What? It was so fucking funny that in British society, like a while back, boys weren't allowed to wear pants until 15.
Yeah. That was so funny. They did that in like America too.
Yeah. That's like
boys always wear. My favorite is like
boys,
those old timey pictures where like
wear shorts.
They put like little boys in like dresses and sailor outfits.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I got one of me in a sailor outfit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share that. I'm gonna find that next time I go to Baltimore. I look cute as hell, dude.
All right. Well, so what are we doing? Are we wrapping this up here?
How much time? I do have a spot.
We're 105.
Oh, nice.
All right. So
well. Don't we have a show coming up, Adam? Monday. The 26th, we have a show at Come On Everybody, Funny Moms, the whole squad will be there. We don't know the lineup yet, but it's going to be good as hell. And follow me on Instagram, StavyBaby2, StavyBaby2. You know, time to fucking bring body positivity back. So thank you for listening to Come Town. Everyone.
Yeah, we don't have to stall for more time. We're done.
All right, goodbye, everyone.